This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Have we got Dave?
Yes.
Okay. I had not seen the notification. I'm sort of scattered, but I'm going to get it together right now. We sort of started a conversation last week, and I've seen a little bit of feedback from you, so I decided to invite him back simply because. Well, because he's Super Dave. Joining us again is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. A lot of people are intrigued by the whole combat marksman setup, which was sort of where did you get with that last time when we were trying to set this up? Where did we get to?
Actually, we ended up, I believe, speaking about the mechanics of, you know, developing critical marksmanship skill into combat marksmanship ability. We just started getting the mechanics of that.
Right. I've discovered something about my mechanics. I have been shooting way too many different guns as I attempt to try to review guns.
Right.
And I've got two things in... that make things a bit of a disadvantage. I've got arthritis in my hands.
Right.
And so sometimes when I'm shooting, my hands just hurt. The other part is that since I'm shooting striker-fired guns and single-action, double-action guns, that my trigger reset has gone from being a trigger reset to a slap. I'm slapping it.
Right. Well, only you can control that, bro.
That's right. What is it, when you're getting into the mechanics, how should somebody like me who has mechanics, except now they're bad mechanics, how would I go and when you're trying to tell somebody how they should set up or trying to show them, what would be some fundamentals you're trying to get them to go by?
Okay, that's a very good point you bring up, Mr. Bill. What I would like to do is get beyond the fundamentals.
Okay.
And speak to the mechanics that actually... that you should be primarily focused on while shooting. And I'll start this out. Have you ever, and we've all done it, I don't normally ask a question if I haven't done it myself. Have you ever fired a shot and immediately, you know, realized you missed and you try to figure out what you didn't do well, and I'll say, I'll go ahead and say it, whatever you did wrong,
right,
that caused you to miss. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, dig this. That in and of itself is an indicator that you don't really know or understand what it is you should be doing in the first place, because if you're properly focused on clean execution and paying attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, when you miss, you don't have to waste time or energy trying to figure it out. It should be readily apparent what you failed to do properly or could have done better to ensure a hit. You see what I mean?
I do.
Okay, that's a start point. But I would like to do a comparative study real quick.
Sure.
You know, I've been, I came up in the military, pretty much, you know, grew up in the SF community, so to speak, professionally. And I've been in the training business for the past 15 years. So in respect to my knowledge and ability, it should be where it's at, if not better. And the reason I point that out is because not everyone has the opportunities or live or, in an environment that supports your knowledge base and your skill, the opportunity to commit to training, practice, and rehearsals. So what you have is what I refer to as the average bear, the average civilian that knows enough about shooting and is competent enough to earn their carry permit. And by choosing to support that responsibility, because I do see it as, one, it's a privilege, it's a right. I don't want to get spun out on that, but it's a huge responsibility,
yeah,
to carry a firearm in the protection of yourself, your loved ones, and more prolific now, possibly in the defense of others. So how do you make sense out of it? You've got an individual with relatively entry-level knowledge and experience, but they accept the responsibility that puts them in a combat-related environment. You see what I mean?
I do.
Being prepared for that. And there's two ways I break the skill sets down. Your soft skills, what I describe as soft skills, and those skills are made up of primarily your overall awareness and ability to project your awareness based on wherever you're at in time and space, what's going on around you, terrain analysis. Do you think in terms of always providing yourself with an out or a way to break contact from a threat? And there's many things that, you know, fall under what I consider soft skills. Then your hard skills have to balance out. Your hard right. skills have to support your soft skills. And there is no real formula in respect to a response time. As per Bill Rogers, human response time is based on just right at a quarter second in quarter second increments. And you can, if you understand the human response time math, you can further break down in respect to your awareness of time, knowing and understanding what you're capable of performing within a given time frame. Okay?
Right.
But from a tactical standpoint, there are decision points that must be observed. For example, let's say, you know, the situation in your immediate area is deteriorating. Whether you've identified a threat or not, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right, what actions do you take? Are you doing the math in respect to your rules of engagement? And that would be translated into, do you know the local, state, federal guidelines that your carry permit allows you to function under?
Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Coming on the Super Dave. He teaches out of Combat Speed LLC out of Tampa, Florida. For more information, go check that out if that's this is the kind of class you want to take. I know him as an instructor to the instructors. I'm sure he's going to sit there and say, no, Bill, that's not the case, but that's how I know him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code
code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is Instructor Dave Harrington, Super Dave. So, as we were saying.
All right, Mr. Bill. We're going to pick up on the principles of marksmanship. Real easy. What I try to encourage people to do, one, your knowledge base is your baseline for confidence in your ability. But what I encourage people to do is kind of get out of the weeds with the fundamental stuff and start focusing on what you need to be doing in action, which is establishing the working relationship of the firearm with the target, whether you choose to use the sights or not is going to be based on, you know, the immediate circumstances, size of the target you have to work with, and the distance. Of course, there's other factors that come into the basic shooting math, size and distance to the target, lighting conditions at the target, lighting conditions at the firing position. What is your physical firing position, and how does that affect your visual relationship with the firearm in order to use the sights if aiming is the necessity? Of course, you have to time the shot. You've got to take into consideration, are you moving? Is the target moving? Is it static? Are you making good use of cover? You're going to have to time the shot. Now, in respect to timing the shot, whatever trigger mechanism you're working with, whether it's a BASA, safe action trigger, 1911 classic, single action, best trigger on the face of the planet, you're still going to have to time the shot and apply physical action to the firearm in order to make it go bang without disturbing the working relationship of the gun with the target. That's fairly precise and as concise as I can make it. There's a lot of factors that go into, you know, the type of shooting you're used to doing. What are you trained and conditioned to do? In some respects, I've worked with extreme, what I would consider people to have extreme marksmanship ability. And when they try to bridge the gap from marksmanship to combat marksmanship, they literally will not press the trigger and make the gun go bang if they cannot visually confirm it's going to be a hit. So one of the myths I'd like to shatter right up front is you can't always hit with every shot you fire. It's not going to happen. Too many moving parts. You know, if you miss, you should know that. If you're reading the sight and calling your shots in the first place, and you continue to engage until the threat's neutralized. Whereas in a very strict marksmanship sense, you can use the sniper analogy of one shot, one kill. That doesn't necessarily apply to small arms, you know, handguns, carbines, those types of firearms. Too many moving parts, too much going on. You still have to read your sights and call your shots, but you can expect to miss on occasion due to any number of factors. But are you capable of doing an assessment? And now this is where your individual ability to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it is critical. While you're actively engaging, if you're reading your sights and calling your shots, you should know whether you're hitting or not. And that process, that evaluation or that assessment that you're doing should not, that is in conjunction with your actions. It should not be an interruption to the actual engagement. It's just a realization that you're not on target, or it could be simply you have, you know, even having done an assessment, you haven't received the proper feedback from the target yet, so you continue to engage it until you do get the proper feedback. I know that sounds like a little more complex than I originally intended it to sound, but it's actually, you know, with training, practice, and rehearsals, it becomes a very simple thought process.
Right, right.
But one that has to happen in sequence. A couple of key things in respect to running your guns and knowing your kit and equipment well is knowing how they work. You know, a handgun, a carbine, it's a machine. It's designed to perform a specific function, and it has a sequence to it. The technical cycle of function is feeding, chambering, locking, firing, unlocking, extracting, ejecting, cocking. Now, why do I need to know that? Because that sequence is, now again, the sequence can change in respect to the type of operation, whether it's like, say, gas direct, operated by gas direct, whether it's blowback. A blowback firearm, for example, has no locking or unlocking mechanism. So therefore, it's only six steps to the technical cycle of function versus the eight for like a gas direct gun. Now, that information is critical in helping you diagnose malfunctions, whether
right.
two types of malfunctions, whether it's a mechanical malfunction or a shooter-induced malfunction. You know, a malfunction is a malfunction. You get the gun back in action. You can technically break it down and inspect it later. But then you have the technical cycle of operation. Once the firearm is loaded and ready to be fired, that technical cycle of function morphs into the cycle of operation and begins with firing, unlocking, extracting, ejecting, cocking, feeding, chambering, locking. You've got to know...
Let me get you to hold right there where we got to know. I'm trying to categorize all that stuff you're telling me and memorize that as you're going along. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. His course is highly respected, been reviewed by everybody. Everybody's taking it anyway. We'll be right back. We're talking about marksmanship. Marksmanship versus combat marksmanship with Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. Dr. Cyril Wett is a forensic pathologist. He reacts to this news.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, no way, with all due respect, to the fine forensic pathologist there at the NYC Medical Examiner's Office and my colleague who is an observer, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow gained 307 points to close at 25,886, the NASDAQ up 129, the S&P gained 41. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. If it sounds like I'm not taking part in this discussion, I've admitted to myself, Dave, that I have a couple of issues right now, and I'm just trying to listen. Just trying to listen.
Well, hit me, man. What do you got?
Well, I mean, I've just got to, you know, I've already described it. I shoot too many guns, and it's not because there's certain guns I don't carry all the time.
Right.
But I'm shooting the single action guns, you know, that are the best triggers in the world. There's still varying degrees of the best trigger in the world. There's, you know, curved ones and straight ones, and they reset here and they reset there and everything else. And I've developed this really bad slapping habit.
Okay. Well, in order to clean that up, what I recommend you do is certainly you can work that out in the dry fire realm.
Right.
And this just being critically aware of your interaction with the firearm. You know, how well do you, you know, what does your grip look like? How well are you able to stabilize the pistol? And another aspect of it is conditioning your trigger finger to function independently of your stronger firing hand. It takes a considerable amount of time to do that. because just on the from a standpoint of the basic biomechanics, it's difficult to maintain a grip or the squeeze to stabilize a pistol, and without that affecting, you know, your trigger finger and how it functions. But there are ways of cleaning that up.
Right.
The most important thing about pressing the trigger is how much time do you spend doing it. Therein lies the construct of the shooting problem. At relative close range, I may be able to stabilize the pistol well enough that any aggressive physical interaction with the trigger is compensated for. You follow me?
Right.
Whereas if it's a target of considerable distance, and let's say it requires a precision shot, you have a low percentage target, so to speak, or a small target to hit, you kind of have to relax your grip to an extent and finesse the trigger. And do you possess the ability to do that? Knowing the difference is, you know, the first step to that.
I was about to say.
The one key aspect, it's not all doom and gloom. Based on your ability level, the first thing you need to do as a shooter in order to be able to progress your skill is establish a consistent level of performance. And there's any number of ways of doing it. It's as simple as, you know, if you're going to work out on a 25-yard bullseye, then set a standard, you know, and consider, you know, 80% or above is your personal standard.
Right.
And, you know, you either need to get up to that standard or maintain that standard and shoot, you know, higher than 80%, 80% being the floor. Now, having said that, again, as it relates to combat-related firing, you're certainly not going to have the luxury of time to work anything out. You're going to have to generate the firing solution. You know, first of all, if you choose to go that route, you know, use the firearm as the solution, you need to be thinking that through, and that's just the basic shooting math. Size and distance to the target, lighting right. conditions, do I need to aim or not? You'd be surprised. You know, there's two trains of thought. There's point firing or point shooting and aimed fire methodology. As it relates to aimed fire methodology, you have slow aim fire and rapid aim fire. How does it apply? The circumstances will dictate. You have to figure it out. You have to generate and provide the firing solution.
Well, we got about 3 minutes here. Let me ask you a question, if I may.
Because okay.
you fire the safe action Glocks. Yeah, that's
correct.
One of the guns you carry. And you also carry single action 1911 pattern pistols.
Correct.
Now, the safe action is based upon the trigger sort of rotating on a central point up in the up in the gun, whereas the single action is sort of sliding straight back. It's not pivoting;
correct.
It's just sliding straight back. So,
correct.
For you, have you developed? I mean, have you just fired a gun enough with both types of triggers to where your muscle memory is just so in tune whenever you pick the gun up, it just adjusts itself? Or do you have a sort of ramp up period when you first pick that gun up? You've been carrying the 1911 for a bit. Now you have to ramp up with the safe action trigger. Do you have to do that, or are you just...
No, I don't, because I work with both guns, both format guns, consistently. So it's not a leap of faith to choose to use one or the other, because I happen to be more in tune with, you know, trigger mechanism X.
Right.
I use BCM gunfighter 1911s. which is the base gun, is the Wolf of Combat X-TAC.
Right.
And predominantly in the training realm, I run Glocks. I make no modifications other than changing the sights. I use Trigicon HD XR night sights. And otherwise, I leave the gun stock. If you leave them alone, they'll go bang 100% of the time.
Right.
I'm just as guilty as the next dude. I've gone through triggers, many different manufacturers, triggers, sight combinations, whatever. And I've come full circle back to firing stock guns. It's your skill will carry you. But if I will say this, if you're going to make a modification to your gun, before you spend the money, the first question you need to answer in your mind's eye is, do you possess the skill or the ability to take advantage of the alteration in the first place?
Right.
If you do, cool. Drive on. But if you don't, if you can't, clearly answer that question with a pronounced yes, leave it alone. Put your money in your pocket, buy more ammo, more range time, and leave the mechanics of the blaster alone.
Coming up on the next break, this is all going to be a little bit of a journey, but I enjoy the journey. That's cool. Super Dave, of course, he is from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about marksmanship. We're talking about mechanics, which I've identified a problem with my mechanics. But, that's okay, because it is all solvable once you got somebody telling you what you need to do. And that's why I'm paying attention to Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We got about 9 minutes here, Super Dave. That doesn't, of course, have to be the last time we ever talk about this, but how do you want to leave this? And first of all, can you give us a real quick definition of what is the difference between marksmanship in the strictest sense and combat marksmanship as it should be practiced by people who are going to be in combat?
Okay. Marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce a shot group. And, of course, the measure of that shot group is representative of the consistent ability of the shooter. It's got to be an acceptable shot group. Combat marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. So if you break those out and break those down, you'll certainly be able to identify some key things that could possibly be missing from your training and practice. It's not all doom and gloom. It's as simple as it is complex, and it's as complex as it is simple. What I would encourage people to do on all levels is shoot competitively. Get actively involved in USPSA or IDPA, bullseye shooting, bowling pins, any competitive shooting in respect to the type of firearms, you know, used for that sport has value in respect to being a well-rounded fighter. That is the key. It's not always just about guns. You can have all the skill in the world and do something stupid and get smoked. You could have little or no skill and just be smart on your feet and, you know, take action and solve the problem. Nobody has a crystal ball. I like to stay completely away from the what if scenario things, because that people just get spun out on that. I encourage people to know and understand your firearm, know how it works, know the mechanics of it. I categorize training in respect to what I need to know and be able to do to get my weapons in action, keep my weapons in action, or get my weapons back into action. And it's pretty straightforward.
I can that's pretty easy to digest. For people that okay, let me give you another set of criteria to go with here, okay, just to see what you think about this. Now, I don't know how much this matters, but like part of my problem, you're talking about stabilizing the pistol. Now, I've always thought that you grip a pistol the same way you would grip a golf club, because you got your thumbs going in all the same direction.
Right.
But I have, over the course of time over the last few years, I've developed sort of an arthritic feel in my hands.
Okay.
So a lot of times when I'm like trying to wrap that thumb on my hand, onto my trigger hand around the gun and come down to where my thumb is laying on top of my thumb, that's almost, it's almost horribly painful. So sometimes I've developed this thing to where my thumb is now sticking 90 degrees, that thumb is sticking 90 degrees away from the weapon because I don't have to curl it that way. And I don't know how much of that contributes, you know, does that contribute a little bit to the fact that my trigger finger's slapping and all this other stuff? Do I need to just take a whole bunch of a leave before I go to the range? You know, that kind
of thing. Well, it depends. See, you're talking about what you're talking about right now. My translation of it is you're talking critical marksmanship. You're down into the actual mechanics of how to stabilize the pistol.
Right.
Okay, and that's fine. We all have, you get this long in the tooth, we've all had, you know, medical issues or injuries and recoveries. But we do the majority of our training standing on our own 2 feet, best case circumstances. Whereas from a combat related standpoint, you don't have that luxury.
Right.
What is your physical position? What type of cover or concealment are you using respectively? What does that dictate your body position to be? How does that affect your relationship with your head or your vision with the sights? Those are the type of things that I get more involved in than the actual fundamentals of, you know, critical marksmanship in order to, you know, hit the threat. It's good to know and understand, you know, the fundamentals, but I think people have become completely distracted with the fundamentals to the extent they don't think in terms of principles, because a fundamental is exactly that, the breakdown of a principle. But the inaction effort, the mental and physical effort as it applies to hitting the threat is, you know, exponential to the circumstances. You want to do it in the least amount of time, as efficient as possible. And the way to gain that level of efficiency is through training, practice, and rehearsal.
Right. I get that. Let me ask you another question. This is just a curious question. So with you primarily carrying two different types of handguns, what dictates you whether you're going to carry the single action or the safe action pistol?
Environment. If I'm going to be in an environment which my primary concern is self-defense, I will carry my 1911s. If I anticipate my circumstances, you know, being a little broader scope than just personal defense.
Right.
One thing I'd like to point out in combat, capacity is king.
Right.
I'm not going to argue. Actually, the argument in respect to caliber, I feel is a dead issue, and that's simply because of the technology that's available in bullet construction, bullet design, you know, current modern projectiles pretty much negates the caliber issue.
Right.
But when you talk about ball ammunition, of course, I'll take the bitter ball every time. Capacity is king in combat. The less loading you have to do is always a good thing. But it's all, you know, just in the short amount of time we have for the show, it's a journey in respect to knowing and understanding and learning and seeking out the proper environment to have a positive influence on what your actual goals are.
Right.
And by breaking out, you know, marksmanship and combat marksmanship, by definition, by S-Day definition,
right,
should help, you know, people identify the critical things they either need to add to their training and practice or put more emphasis on.
All right, so we're about to run out of time here, and I can see I've still got more questions left to go. So I'll be in touch with you sometime next week, and let's see when I can coerce you to come back on the show, because there's a lot of things. This last segment has opened up. There's been a lot of lights going on. So thank you very much for that. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at Combat Speed LLC. Thank you very much for coming on tonight, sir.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up next, it's going to be hour number two. We got something coming from the request line on that one. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.